This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
So this is what happens during some breaks. Occasionally you gotta go, like, I drink a lot, right? So I had to go to the bathroom. So then after going to the bathroom, I stopped by on the other side of the aisle because Ryan Clary, Corporate Clary, and Grant Paulson think that I'm all pissed off about Hard Knocks. And nothing could be further from the truth, but obviously people think I hate Hard Knocks because Landfill attacked me with it earlier as well, thinking that I'm going to hate Hard Knocks or that I do hate Hard Knocks, and that nothing could be further from the truth. I like it. I don't watch it a lot. I watch it some. I just don't have a lot of time for it, especially during the football season. Too many bleeping football games on. Okay? But I don't hate it. So I stopped by, had a little chit-chat with Grant and Corporate Clary about that and about how great it would be, how much better the Commanders would be if Boy Wonder Ben Johnson was the head coach as opposed to Dan Quinn. And, you know, conversation broke up. He had to go do his thing. I had to go do my thing. So I come back in studio, and I noticed AMAC leaving the studio with the intro music playing. And he, like, throws his hands up in the air, and he's, like, clearly looking for me. And I'm sitting right here with my microphone on, but I can't talk and I can't get his attention because, AMAC, you were running around in the hallway trying to find me and I was right here.
That had to be what, like, that's hilarious because you had to be coming in the studio. I wish people could see this setup because there's like a perfect blind spot that you that you would have to hit in order for me not to see you walking past.
I had
and
to
sitting have, in your seat.
I
as
had to
I'm
have
leaving
hit it.
Looking for.
Yeah, because I think to your point, I don't know if I was sitting here before you got up and then tried to go look for me.
No,
because you would have looked naturally over here.
Exactly.
So it must have been as I was coming in, and like you said, there's a half partitioned wall mm-hmm. before we get to glass. that I was probably behind. Mm-hmm. You were in the other room, in the other studio, in the control room, so you couldn't see me. Mm. I sat down.
And
you're
I was
looking.
Gone.
You're looking for me. You're running all around the. You're looking at in Tom's office. You're looking in the other studio. You didn't go to the bathroom to look for me, so that's probably a good thing. And I'm just sitting here like, I don't know what to do, man. I can't start doing the show because you got my microphone off on that side.
Yeah.
I tried, but I can't.
Mm. Were you getting nervous?
A little bit. Well, but, I mean, the people need me. The people need me.
Now.
They need me. They need to feel the power of WrestleMania. Something like that. All right, let's get back to it on the phones. Let's go to Lou with us. What up, Lou?
What's going on, Christopher? How are you doing?
Hello, Lou.
How you doing, my man? Everything good?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I'm doing okay. You doing all right?
Hey, Mac, man. Yeah, don't talk about those glizzy on the airwave, man. Please leave that alone. That should be, you know, in the background.
So I am, without going too far, I am right that there is a sexual connotation to glizzies, right? Okay.
I'm like, hey, man, I want to talk about the tush push, man. Mm-hmm. For real. Like, hey, man, if you can't beat him, you got to join him. At the end of the day, you know, the league, you know, I think there's only two teams that does it. It's Philly and Buffalo Bills. So, to me, I think it's unfair to try to tell them, you know, you can't do that anymore because it's a play. I mean, I know you point out some things, you know, the player being offside, the offensive lines and whatnot. But at the end of the day, we just got to do our side and our team, you know, just, you know, focus on what they do good at, you know, just if you can't stop it and then, you know, so be it. I mean, they can only do it a few times in the game anyway. So once he smacked Jalen, I think, you know, they're going to have a second thoughts about it. So, you know, at the end of the day, it's a play.
Well, let me ask you this. What happens if Jalen Hurts continues to do it at the excellent rate that they do and he never gets hurt, right? I mean, whether it's because he's got tree trunks for legs or just lucky or whatever, because the Eagles are kind of bending the rules, not breaking the rules. What happens if he never gets hurt? Do we just allow it to continue in perpetuity? I mean, I'm okay with that. I really am. But I also would say that we have to give some of the advantage back to the defense to make it fair. Like when everybody says, well, it's up to the defense to just stop it, or it's a manhood issue, just stop it. Well, okay. Again, if I set up in your place of employment a 90% success rate for your colleague to make, to make $100,000 this year, and gave you a 10% rate chance to make $100,000, would that be fair? Would that be a manhood issue because he was able to make that milestone and you weren't? No, right? I mean, we got to make it a little more fair.
But Chris, the only way you could do that is our defense got to find a way. Let Philly not to get to third and four,
whatever, right.
You know, when they get to that type of point, you know, if you just stop them and make them, you know, force them throw the ball, and that's the only way. And other than that, I mean, the only way you can stop that team is just have them go long, you know, long yard instead of third and two and third and three. And that's the only time they do it. So at the end of the day, it's a football play, and it is what it is. And, you know, the league got to make money. And, you know, Philly being a champion, I don't think they're going to try to have him to ban this play as of right now. Hopefully they're going to look at it in the next couple of years maybe, and then if they think it's unfair, and then they could go ahead and step in and say, all right, we're going to stop this.
I'd be willing to bet it's going to be out next spring under a repackaged, reproposed thing. I'd just be willing about that.
Hey, man, I'm, like I said, man, just, you know, just don't let Philly in. And it's just a matter of time. Once, you know, you hit him hard and he know not to go and try to do that thing again anymore. So it's about our team, you know, one of those big boys can just smack him in his mouth and he won't do it again. He will regret it. And he's like, nah, Nick, I'm not going to do that, player. Let's just throw the ball, hand the ball to Saquon. So that's going to be the answer. So that's all I got to say, Chris. Man, right. Y'all take it easy, man.
Thanks, Luke. Appreciate
you. By the way, man, I see they got primetime games on HBO. That's the only primetime game they have the entire season, right? Yeah, go ahead.
All right, there you go. Cheap shot at the G-men. How dare Lou do that?
I know, for our Giants.
How dare Lou do that?
It's insane.
Let's get to Little next up. Hello, Little. How are you?
What's going on, Rooster? Cocker doodle doo. Shout out to your man, A-Mac. Let me rectify my grammar, A-Mac, and you can use this sound bite for the right way. 2024, 2025, moving forward. Eagles offensive line can't carry the Hawks jock strap. That's how I look at it, Bruce. And I'm going to tell you now, I'm going to rename the Tush Push, and then I'm going to get off the phone. I'm going to try to be discreet about it because I know this is a family show. The only thing I like soft is like the last caller was saying, is my wife. And I'm going to tell you now, I hope that Philadelphia caller listens. At any time, my brother, you can have an all-pro and you got all these guru prognosticators hyping up your offensive line about they're the best in the league. Anytime you need someone to help you do your job, that's a manhood issue, the way I look at it. So therefore, the new name for the Tush Push is the Pussy Push. Or let me rectify that, the Pussycat Push. Maybe you lose that version. That's all I got, Bruce. I'm a little fired up about it. But I tell you what, though. When they start putting that helmet on that center and tighten them up a little bit like they should, they're gonna look at it again. Somebody's going to end up getting hurt, and I don't want that to happen. And far-wise, they better pay attention to the UFL when it comes to playing back these players, because somebody's going to get the next snap before they realize it's a face mask. See, it's common sense football now. The analysts have got to start playing the game. They got to let the analysts do their job, and everything will move forward in the righteous way.
All right.
But therefore, all Philadelphia fans, the new name for the Tush Push is the Pussycat Push. God bless y'all, big fella. Stay up, man.
thank you, Little. Appreciate it. I don't know. People are mad at me on Twitter because I said that the Hard Knocks is another money-making venture for the NFL. Disco at Smith Ford GM. Bobby, they're all mad at me. Somebody says, "Ah, geez, you can never be happy." Guys, I simply pointed out that's all this is. It's for money. The league, they only care about one thing: money. That's it. I'm not mad that the Commanders are featured. Why would I be mad? I don't get it. I don't get what you people think. I mean, that's half the problem. Sometimes you don't think. You just think that because I've been critical of things in the past, that I'm critical of everything. I just simply pointed out it's another money-making venture for a league that only cares about one thing and one thing alone, money. That's it. That's the truth. That's the truth. Sorry if the truth hurts. Jonesy? What's up, Jonesy? How are you?
Hey. What's going on, Rooster? Look, if somebody's mad at you, as my father used to say, tell them to scratch your ass and get glad. But this Tush Push thing, I've been thinking about it, and I've been watching this thing. But we can rename this Tush Push as the shove and pull, because it's not done in the same way in every game. If you watch it through the, all 22, you see this thing done in different ways. At one point in time, it looks like a shove. In another game, it looks like a pull. So I'm going rogue WWE heel guy here if I'm the defensive coordinator. If I see a pusher or a puller, I'm going to target that guy. Because if I put a helmet inside the real cage and if he's pulling, guess what he's going to do? He's going to let go. If I see a pusher and if I put that same helmet inside that real cage and if he's pushing, guess what he's going to do? He's going to have less mustard on his push. So I'm looking at it that way, too. Sounds a little, slimy, but hey, let's get grimy with it. And let's go one more thing before I get off here. The loser to the Glizzy thing, whatever mm-hmm. have you, it's still a hot dog to me because I'm old school.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever loses to the hot dog situation, add some habanero sauce on every hot dog you got to lose. Sorry, A-Mac, if that's you, bud. I mean, you know, hey, get some water with that thing and add some habanero sauce on every hot dog you got to eat. Enough said, I'm out. Let's talk about them Nationals, Rooster, as I listen.
Attaboy. There you go. The Nationals, winners of four in a row. Thank you. Jonesy, habanero sauce is interesting.
On a hot dog.
I don't know if I'm like, I mean, when he says habanero sauce, that is very different than Frank's Red Hot. I know that.
Mm.
Habanero sauce is, to me, not as punishing as Tabasco. Is that fair or no?
But like what we were talking about is it's like the consistency of a hot sauce, still, right? Like,
yeah, I think so.
So that's but
I think there is a difference between habanero sauce and like again buffalo hot sauce, like Frank's hot sauce.
Yeah, I think habanero.
I don't know if it's the peppers or I would assume it's the peppers that are used, right?
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, I love flavor. I mean, maybe a little dollop of habanero, fine. The problem is with some things, even if you get a very, 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 very tiny, minute taste of it,
takes over.
It just torches.
Yeah.
You know, if things are so hot, so spicy, it ruins the entire experience. So I'd just rather go, and I have to be careful too, because I like the Frank's hot sauce, you know, whatever, buffalo hot sauce, whatever.
Yeah.
I used something the other day that I think was a Frank's hot sauce spicy garlic or something like that. And it said spicy garlic. And normally hot sauce, garlic, I'm all in. But it was, whew. And then the other night in Ohio, I ordered dinner for my daughter, son, her friends, their grandfather, and we ordered from Wingstop, and we ordered hot habanero, or was it hot habanero or honey habanero? I think it was honey habanero.
See, I rock with that, though.
Okay.
Like, but, I can get down with that.
But you'd think, right, with the honey, it would, like, I think it was honey habanero, but I'm not 100% sure, because we ordered, like, six different flavors.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure it was honey habanero. Yeah. And I was thinking, well, the honey will neutralize the habanero.
Yeah.
It did not. It did not. Mm. It was, Torch City.
See, I think that's what he was getting at, though. Yeah. He wants to punish me as a Giants fan.
I don't want to punish you. I want to just make torment you. I just want to tease you all summer.
Yeah.
And then it'll probably backfire on me.
Mm.
So maybe we have to make a side bet.
We'll try again the next game.
Let's squeeze in Nate in Upper Marlboro here, and then we will get to the Nationals on the other side. What's up, Nate? How are you?
Hey, not much. What's going on, Chris?
What's shaking, Nate? Good. Yeah, everything's all right. Good.
Okay, that's good. Hey, I mean, ain't going to be too long. I'm totally against the tush push, and I think they should abandon it. And the only reason why I don't like it is because the first time that I've ever seen that formation was probably about a little over 10 years ago, and it was in a little league game. And it was the coach was doing it because the other team, man, was stacked with talent. He didn't really have too much talent. So it was really formed because, you know, it's really made for for teams who don't really have the talent to go up man on man. So when you do have the talent and you do that and you perfect it, it's really no way anybody can stop it. Because like you said, if they're gaining a yard and a half to 2 yards every time they do it, well, if it's second and six and I feel like being cheap and I want to get 4 yards real quick, and what I'm going to do?
I'm a little confused on what you're asking, though.
Well, what I'm saying is, you know, everybody's saying, well, stop them from getting the third and four,
right.
Or stop them from getting the, okay, well, you can stop that. But if it's second and five,
mm-hmm.
right, as you say, they just say, okay, well, let's go tush-push real quick on second and five. And let's say they gained 2 yards,
mm-hmm.
right? Now it's 33. See how easy it is? And it's not that.
So what you're saying is, what if the Eagles start using it in non-traditional situations to make, yeah, say, third or fourth down conversions easier?
Third down, fourth down, first down. What I'm saying is, if they really wanted to,
mm-hmm.
they can use that formation and run that formation up the field the whole game,
yeah.
if they wanted to.
Yeah,
and you will never stop it.
I mean, I guess you could. Get what, 2 to 3 yards, maybe on average per play or per attempt. So I guess you could say you would be. I mean, if that's true, say it's just like an average of 2.5 yards per play, right? Per time you run mm-hmm. this, and I don't know what the average is. I don't know if it's 2.5, but just say it is, right? You run it on first down. You run it on second down. That's 5 yards. You run it on third down. That's fourth and 2.5. I mean, your risk, you know, if you're doing what you're saying, you're risking being very close to converting on fourth down or losing the ball. And then if you end of the field, you're really in trouble.
Right, but the other fact that we're not thinking about, like the other guys are saying, is sometimes they do fake it.
Mm-hmm.
So now what are you going to do? You're going to throw a fake in there a lot more.
Oh, that's fair. I mean, if you line up on second and five in a tush-push formation and then spread out from there, meaning show that personnel package or that look and then spread out.
Spread out, or gotcha. You run a fake off of a reverse like they did to us, even though they called, you know, they called it back, but whatever. Like, it's made for if you're not as talented, it'll equal it up if you perfect it.
I got you.
You know what I mean?
I got you. Thank you, Nate. Appreciate you, man. Good to hear from you. All right, we got to take a timeout. 324, Team 980. The Nationals have won 4 in a row, but they've also potentially lost Dylan Cruz. We'll try and get you an update on all of that and the promotion of Robert Hassel coming up next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Some of you guys are funny on Twitter and X. People are coming after me because I'm supposedly mad that the Commanders were on Hard Knocks, and because I don't want the Commanders to be relevant. Oh man. Some of you guys are amazing. Some of you guys are amazing. You're funny. All right, let me quickly give you this. The Nationals are bringing up Robert Hassel, right? That's the big news from a roster standpoint. Mike Rizzo confirmed that on the Junkies this morning. I mean, he didn't actually 100% confirm it, but he did enough, right? You know, what happened last night was great for Robert Hassel, terrible for Dylan Cruz, and really for the Nationals. Because while it allows you the opportunity to see Hassel, it takes away Dylan Cruz at a time where, once again, for a second time this year, he's on a heater. Right? He started off terribly, got real hot for a week, went into a funk again, and got out of it and has hit a home run in, what, 3 out of the last 4 games? Definitely the last 2. So, you know, I kind of hate that this opportunity is born out of an injury to Dylan Cruz just as he's starting to get going again. That's the real crappy part. The good part is normally bad teams, which you would still consider the Nationals to be a bad team at 6 games under 500. Normally bad teams don't have an answer potentially as good as Robert Hassel III and the kind of young talent that they have elsewhere, not just Hassel by himself. So that's the good news. We will see if they even get to play tonight. Rain is expected in the area. It's obviously been raining throughout the day. We're still waiting on posted lineups. Don't have that just yet. For a 6:45 game, little surprised. I haven't seen it on Twitter. Okay, wait a second. My friends at Talk Nats just said that they've officially promoted Robert Hassel III and placed Dylan Cruz on the 10-day IL just as of a minute ago. So there you go. All right, so assuming that that is truth, and I have no reason to think that it's not, as of 1 minute ago, that's the roster move. All right, let's get to a trending alert, and then we'll finish up on the Nats from last night because they deserve it. And hopefully they get in a ball game here against the Atlanta Braves tonight. On the Team 980 and the Odyssey app, we continue along. All right, indeed, the Nationals back at it tonight, 6:45, scheduled first pitch. Trevor Williams on the bump against A.J. Smith-Shawver of the Atlanta Braves, 3-2 with a 2.33 ERA, meanwhile, Williams 2-5 with a 5.91 ERA, and just as concerning, a whip of 1.53. He's allowed 58 hits in just under 46 innings for the veteran right-hander. The Nationals looking to make it 5 in a row. And again, the roster move, as we just mentioned, looks like it's official. I haven't seen a lineup yet, but Robert Hassel III coming up, as everyone has kind of reported in the fallout from Davey Martinez's press conference, but also that Dylan Cruz, according to Talk Nats, where I saw it first, going to the injured list, as was kind of expected after an MRI earlier today. So that's the Nationals news. Again, 6:45 scheduled first pitch. Meanwhile, game one of the NBA Eastern Finals tonight, Madison Square Garden, 8 o'clock. It is the New York Knicks and the Indiana Pacers, a rematch of last year's second round and a frequent playoff opponent against each other. Western Finals of the NHL get started also at 8 o'clock in Dallas as the Edmonton Oilers, Connor McDavid, visit the Dallas Stars. And from the NFL, of course, the Tush Push does not get eliminated by a vote of 22-10. And as well, Hard Knocks in season will feature the NFC East, including, of course, the Washington Commanders. The preseason or training camp edition will feature Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills. And that's what's trending.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, before we get back to a closing thought on the Nationals, ESPN just posted a story from Seth Wickersham from what apparently happened at the NFL owners' meetings this morning during Jeffrey Lurie, the owner of the Eagles, speech. A speech that lasted for close to an hour, says Wickersham. Lurie pulled out all the stops, a source close to Lurie told ESPN. He needed to throw a Hail Mary. This was before the vote. Towards the end of the speech that lasted close to an hour, Lurie made an off-the-cuff analogy, according to Wickersham and his sources. He told the room that regardless of whether the play was banned, it was a quote-unquote win-win for the Eagles, adding that it was like, quote, a wet dream for a teenage boy, end quote, to create a play that was so successful that the only way for it to be stopped was for it to be banned.
I'm going to let the silence speak, huh?
I mean, come on. Really? That's the best Jeffrey Lurie could come up with? A wet dream for a teenage boy? Apparently he spoke for several more minutes, adding that whoever voted to ban the play would be taking liability for putting quarterbacks at risk. That's a new one. Everybody's been so concerned with no data, with no evidence, that people get injured on the play. But Lurie was saying, oh, wait a second, if you vote against this, you're taking liability for putting quarterbacks at risk. I assume he means that they would, what, just have to run more quarterback sneaks, or that just one more play subjects them to sacks? I'm not sure. Apparently, he criticized NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell. Not a surprise. Roger Goodell is a boob. And Executive Vice President of Football Operations Troy Vincent for advocating the ban, adding that he had spoken to NFL Chief Medical Officer Alan Sills at length about the play. So apparently after Lurie finished speaking, Troy Vincent, who again, former Eagle, not I believe when Lurie was the owner, but I could be wrong on that. Troy Vincent, who's like an executive with the NFL, chastised Lurie for using the wet dream comment, specifically for saying it in front of women in the meeting. John Ferrari, an Eagles assistant general manager, and Jason Kelsey addressed the room next. Kelsey said he would return to the NFL if he could run 60 tush pushes a game. Then Dallas Cowboy owner Jerry Jones asked a few questions. Bills owner Terry Pegula, a critic of the tush push, even though they run it a bunch, said his team was good at the play and still supported banning it. Apparently, an hour had passed when Jed York of the 49ers asked Lurie, quote, how much more he needed to say. A few scattered laughs, but the room was quiet and tense. Goodell then adjourned to the privileged session, attended by owners and top league executives. The ban failed 22-10. As we've been talking about all day, and that apparently is where the reporting ends. So, tempers flaring does not mean fight. It means tempers flaring. You got Jed York basically being, how much more time do you need for this nonsense? And you got Jeffrey Lurie calling it a wet dream. This is the NFL, boys and girls. Again, I've always said this, and people don't understand when I say this. You do not have to be smart to make a lot of money. I think people get this wrong all the time. Dan Snyder made a ton of money in his life. Was he smart? Bruce Allen has made a ton of money. Was he smart? There are so the Maras have been considered village idiots for the last, 10 years. Are they considered smart, even though they once were? Right? Is the McCaskey family in Chicago considered smart? Are the Bidwells considered smart just because they make a lot of money? Are the Lerners? You see where I'm getting at? Just because you make a lot of money and sometimes you have a lot of success doesn't mean you're smart. And people conflate that all the time. All the time. And that's sad. That's sad. It really is. It really is. It really, really is. All right. So anyway, so that's the deal on that, or the latest on that. Now, back to the Nationals. Last night, and Mark Zuckerman is confirming it by saying Dylan Cruz on the 10-day IL with a left oblique strain. Robert Hassel called up. Again, Talk Nats. I saw had this the complete roster transaction first, but maybe it was all at the same time. I don't know. I know my guy Rich from the Nats Report had coverage on it last night and today and all that stuff, so go check it all out. Hassel apparently drove from Ra-Cha-Cha last night straight through after getting the news from Matt LaCroix. So that had to be, what, 10 o'clock? 9:45? Somewhere in that range? And he drove from Rochester to Washington. That was like 7 hours. Maybe more. That's interesting. Interesting. Couple of things. One, last night, the Nationals strung together a bunch of base hits off of Strider, working the count. James Wood had a 3-0 count. Somebody else had a 3-0 count. Maybe Cabert. I can't remember. In that first inning, it's exactly what we talked about on yesterday's show, right around this time. It's exactly what Ryan Zimmerman said to Charlie and Dave on the pregame show last night as I was driving home. You got to work the count. You got to elongate the innings. You got to be patient, wear them down. Not going to have a big pitch count, so on and so forth. That's exactly what they tried to do. And Davey Martinez was asked about it in the postgame, and he said that they were aggressive in the zone, but that they were patient, and basically the game plan, the attack plan, was a combination of both. Being patient, trying to work the count, and trying to drive up the pitch count, but also being aggressive when you get a good pitch to hit, which is obviously how you should do it, but this team doesn't always do that. One other note, after Mitchell Parker really struggled in the second inning, and yes, he got squeezed early on and then had some troubles, gave up 3 runs, then Dylan Cruz comes back, hits the home run before he gets injured, and now he's again on the IL. Parker settled down a little bit, and then the bullpen did the rest. And Kyle Finnegan was dominant in the ninth inning. Easy peasy, lemon squeezy, and others to set it up. Cole Henry's been great. Sorry, not Clay Henry. I'm thinking about Clay Holmes. Cole Henry, you get the point. The Nationals had the worst bullpen in baseball through 40 games. Over the last 10 games, according to Mark Zuckerman, it's the fourth best bullpen via ERA. And again, Henry's a big part of that. And obviously Finnegan, yes, but others too. The Nationals, if they can just get like halfway good starting pitching and bullpen work, they can win 85 games. They could. They really, really could. Am I doing too much Ron Rivera there? I don't know. Again, Parker last night struggled in the second inning, but did give them 5 1/3, 3 earned runs, all in the second inning, but only walked one, which was a problem for him in several of his starts before the one in Baltimore. So that's good. That's encouraging. Even though he gave up the home run in the second and a couple of doubles, that's good. He settled down, got them into the sixth, right? Then Henry comes in, gives them a shutout inning across the board. His ERA, 2.76. Jose Ferrer gives them 2/3 of an inning. One hit, no runs. Jorge Lopez, a perfect inning. Somehow he's got 7 wins and 4 holds and a near 7 ERA. And Finnegan, as we mentioned. So the bullpen gives you 3 2/3 innings and allows one hit and no runs. Now, that doesn't happen every game, but that happened last night, and it's starting to happen with more frequency. So good job out of the Nats. 6:45 tonight, pending the rain. Tress Way scheduled to throw out the first pitch. That'll probably be roughly around 6:35-ish. So if you want to see old number 10 and just a good all-around dude, Tress Way will be out there from the Washington Commanders. All right, we come back, wrap things up. Little dum-dum of the day action before we get on out of here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Ah, yes, you've heard of May the 4th, or 4th, be with you, right? Earlier this month, we had a big celebration, right? On our Star Wars, on May the 4th, everybody runs around saying, May the 4th be with you. Yes. Well, on May 9th in Nebraska, someone took that a little bit too literally. A 25-year-old man named Aiden Orion White struck a 7-year-old girl who was playing with her friends in the front yard with what police are calling a Star Wars lightsaber. She was playing, again, with other children in the front yard of her Auburn, Nebraska home. The child's mother, Sandra Lunsman, 37-year-old, came out, confronted White. He yelled at her, quote, I'm not in the mood. Get back in your bleeping house. He did not use the word bleeping, but you get the point. So then White, the 25-year-old man, charged at the 37-year-old mother, quote, wielding his lightsaber, according to the arrest affidavit. He then struck the mother, 37-year-old Lunsman, on the right arm and shoulder, according to a sheriff's deputy. They were in pain, the mother and the daughter. Neighbors told cops they witnessed White hitting the victims with the lightsaber, described as, by investigators, a quote-unquote higher-quality device, approximately 3.5 feet long, constructed of metal and thick plastic. According to the deputies, as you would expect, it could cause significant pain and injury when used to strike an individual. So during police questioning, White admitted to doing it. He said he was sorry. He wanted to apologize for unacceptable behavior. But the report notes from Smoking Gun that he would have profane and angry outbursts while being questioned by police. And he actually went so far to blame the victims for a rise in his rent. And he warned of future problems for Lunsman, the 37-year-old mom, and her 7-year-old child. According to the criminal complaint, he was charged with 2 felony assault counts. He's being held in lieu of $50,000 bail and scheduled for a June 3rd court appearance and will undergo a competency evaluation. I would say something is clearly wrong there. Well, you, sir, you've got some issues. That is going to do it for us. We railed on the NFL. I think we did it okay. We railed on the Green Bay Packers. I think we did it all right. We got some good thoughts, some good feedback. I think we did that as well. Good response out of you guys. Not bad for the middle end of May. Greg Hoffman coming up next. He'll have you covered until 7 o'clock. We'll see you back here tomorrow at 1 on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Thanks to AMAC. We'll talk to you on Thursday.
Thank you. Yeah, you can go sit down, Rooster. Goodbye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.